This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa farmers got an early jump on spring planting, taking advantage of favorable conditions in April. But progress hasn't come without challenges, as some scattered storms and temperature swings kept growers on their toes. With planting nearly complete, heavy rains earlier this week have caused delays for some and sparked some replant concerns in several areas. It's another reminder that Mother Nature always has the final say in the growing season. Well, as some crop insurance planting deadlines approach, we talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg says he's been closely watching the 2025 planting season unfold as he's traveled across the state. He notes that while many farmers are in the home stretch or even have completed, some pockets in Iowa are dealing with excess moisture and replant decisions. Nagg says that overall planting progress has been at a good pace, but recent rains have added stress as key crop insurance deadlines are quickly approaching.
You know, it's hard. Again, I think you and I talked about this, that because the year got started so fast with planting before Easter, that it feels like we're behind. Now, you know, it's getting to be the end of May, and certainly you'd rather have that crop in the ground. But as I sit here this morning, 91% of the corn, 84% of the beans in the ground. So that's a significant number of acres that still need to get done. Northeast Iowa in particular has been just, you know, they've been slow because of the moisture that they've received. But if you still look at that, you're talking 12 days ahead of last year on corn and 4 days ahead of the five-year average. And so, you know, let's have that perspective that it may feel late, but on average, we still have time here. I am hearing about, because of some driving rain and some crusting that has happened, that we may be looking at some replant. Not hearing a bunch about that, but certainly in some spots hearing about it. So it's just a good reminder that we've got a ways to go here yet. There's some folks that need to finish up. But as I travel the state and as I talk to people, boy, there's a lot of places in the state of Iowa where stuff looks good. And it benefited from maybe not the 4 inches of rain that we talked about in central Iowa, but a couple of good inches of soaking rain. And by and large, we've avoided the severe weather. I know there was some hail, but certainly as we let our minds think about Greenfield storm last year and the devastation that we saw, you know, it's a reminder that we're always under that threat of severe. And so we're thankful that we haven't seen the level certainly that we saw last year of severe weather affecting the state of Iowa. And we're always thankful for some rain.
Now, as we've been saying, crop insurance deadlines are coming up fast. The planting deadline for corn is going to be next week, May 31st. Now, soybeans do have a little more time. They got another 2 weeks until June 15th. But we also never know what Mother Nature is going to have in store for us, and we have to be prepared for every contingency. So with those deadlines looming, farmers are encouraged to stay in close contact with their insurance providers and agronomists as they navigate the final stretch of their planting, or maybe even have to think about replanting a few acres. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for the free e-newsletter that is sent out every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.